Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are here. Let's let them in.
Let's do it.
Who's here, Breeze?
Who is here? We have a couple people weighing in. This person says, good morning. Everyone be careful out there. The snow is brutal. They have not plowed yet.
No, they have not.
It's not good vibes, but it is the truth. It very much so is. Lindsay's here. She says, feeling great after last night hitting the reset button and no longer depressed about the Bills' loss. It is what it is. We'll see you next year.
Listen, it's like I said yesterday. We just need to give ourselves 24 hours to move on with the rest of our life.
Have you talked to our friend down the hall?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo. He said, because he went to the game.
Yeah.
He's a diehard Bills fan, and he said, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
Which is typically what you would say, you know, when you're upset.
Right.
You just got to let go.
These things happen. All right. Who else is here? We have Felicia. She says, guys, feeling great this morning because I'm officially down 15 pounds since the start of the new year. Love that.
Nice job, Felicia.
Damn,
somebody's counting their macros.
Yeah, she's getting after it. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. Amanda here. I need all the good vibes sent my way this morning as I start my house buying process. Yeah, we are sending those vibes your way.
So,
good luck.
I know. I got to start looking again soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a dream of mine.
You don't want to get your window smashed in?
No, I just want a garage.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I'm not asking for much.
The dream house that you had on your vision board did not have a garage, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, now it's time to upgrade.
Yes.
I'm done with that. I'm done.
Amazing.
Everyone deserves a garage. Are your vibes up?
Yeah, they're great. Having a good time and just killing it. You know what I mean?
Having a good time.
Having a great time.
And just killing it.
Mm-hmm. Doing what I need to do, which is great.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad, Breeze.
I took a nap yesterday. It was great.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't have time for one of those.
I was tired. I was feeling a nap, and that's exactly what I did. So.
Nice. All right. Well. The weather sucks outside. I don't know what you guys want me to say. I had a low-key birthday, but it was nice.
Yeah, what'd you do for dinner last night?
I made some food, and then I went downstairs.
Care to share?
Well, I went downstairs to the restaurant and picked up one thing. They have really good octopus.
Okay.
So I got that. And I also picked up some oysters. And then I made...
So what did you make?
Like, I made like a salad and I made drinks. You know? Right. I made things.
Okay.
I made stuff.
He's like, I made drinks. They put water in a cup.
But it was not. It was a chill day. I got a chance to go to the sauna.
Nice.
And I got a couple of things done, but you know, and then I took the time, Breezy, to journal.
Oh, I love that for you.
I had to
manifest and
no, I just
and
had
reflect
to
reflect.
Well, yeah, I had to throw out some gratitude. You know, gratitude's the cheat code to life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of wrote down what I was grateful for this past year.
Oh, I love that for you.
But overall, yeah, it was a good birthday, and I appreciate all the birthday love. A lot of you reached out, so thank you so much. It was a good day yesterday. Got a lot of phone calls. Had coffee with my cousin.
Who nice.
Is becoming a pilot, I guess. So,
oh, geez.
Good
luck to them.
I don't think I'm getting in a plane with them. Coming up for the big story of the day, guys, without credit, good credit, you can't do anything.
No.
You just can't. You can't get a loan. If you don't have a loan, you're not getting a house. You're not getting a car. You get a bicycle. Get a skateboard or a scooter.
For sure.
But that the reality is 1 in 5 Rochester residents who have no credit history are in trouble, but there's something that could absolutely help them after Rochester decided to partner with a couple of these people. So if this sounds like something you may need help with, tune in. Also, Breezy, we need an update on your credit score.
I know.
We'll do that coming up next on PXY.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, let's talk about credit.
Oh my gosh.
Because with
smashing down.
Without a credit score, I mean, you can't get a loan. Without a loan, I mean, you're most likely not going to be able to buy a house or a car. It's credit, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality for 1 in 5 Rochester residents who have absolutely no credit history. On the national scale, that number is 1 in 10, which also reminds me, Breezy, it's been more than 2 months. We need an update on your credit score in a minute.
I know.
Rochester has partnered with a national network of nonprofits, and they're called Credit Builders Alliance, CBA, and that helps people gain access to credit. CBA's program basically allows renters, which I think is a great idea. It allows renters on-time rent payments to be reported to the credit bureaus.
Where was that for me?
I know. I was thinking about it, too, this morning. My credit be through the roof.
Literally.
3 housing providers are currently participating right now. You have Rochester Housing Authority, you have Hart Homes, and then Rosie Property Management. Renters can choose whether to opt in. Participants will also get free financial counseling and can be assured that only their on-time payments will be reported. So at a press conference on Monday, Rochester Mayor Malik Evans addressed the importance of your credit score. Oh, and look, he made a joke here. He says, I always joke that on my first date with my wife, I asked her what her credit score was. Because you know that the credit score, regardless of whether you think it's fair or not fair, allows you to access, gives you access to capital, and access to capital allows you access to opportunity, said Evans. So basically, he rode his wife's coattails straight to the bank. Buy us a house.
Literally.
I'm going to be mayor. The mayor cited statistics showing that places like Colorado, the tenants in the program that were there were far more likely to make their payments on time, and tenants there improved their credit score by almost an average of 62 points, which is actually really good.
So I still don't really understand how credit works, because it's just like constantly going up and down and up and down, and I'm not really doing much different. Like, I'm paying my credit card bill every month.
Where are we at?
My dad says I have to get another credit card.
You do?
Well, I was at last year or last month at this time, 673.
All right, which is in
and
the good range.
And now it's down to 657.
Sorry.
Like, what? So I guess I have to open another credit card. I was talking to my friend on Sunday between like the hyperventilation of the bills, and she basically was like, you literally, like, you need to cut up your debit card. And I was like, what?
Cut up your debit card?
Yeah, she's like, I don't want you using that anymore.
Who said that?
My friend. She's like, you need to just use your credit card. I'm like, ugh.
It sounds really controlling.
I don't like that.
Also, landlords, if you're interested in participating, they're asking you to contact the city's Office of Financial Empowerment or email Angela Rollins at angela.rollins@cityofrochester.gov. And there you have it. Coming up on the show, did anyone lose their entire friend group after having kids? Because today's Parental Confidential has to do with a struggling mom who feels that her friends completely fell off the map as soon as she had a child. And now she's just basically trying to figure out if anyone else has experienced this and what they did to find a balance between being a parent and having a social life.
Okay.
We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Quick question. Did anyone lose a majority of their friends after they had kids? Our listener Chelsea did. Take a listen to the message. Hi, guys. Good morning. So for reference, I am a 33-year-old stay-at-home mom of two little boys under three. When I was pregnant with my son, I noticed a lot of my friends slowly faded into the background. I tried to keep up friendships by still doing brunch, outings with friends, even when I was pregnant. And then when my son arrived, I noticed a significant drop in my friends wanting to come see me after they saw the baby. I know everyone has lives. We all get busy. A lot of it felt super forced. Plans would often fall through. And if I said if I had to bring my kids along, that would be the end of it. Fast forward another year, and I was pregnant with my second, which was basically social suicide. I couldn't ask friends to come to another baby shower. I just told them visit whenever and that they shouldn't feel obligated to bring gifts, etc. I feel incredibly lonely. I love my children. Don't get me wrong. But I don't understand why my friends didn't or don't make the effort to see me anymore. It's like they just feel like I'm not relatable. Even some of my friends who have kids just faded away. Did this happen to anyone else? How does one find a healthy balance with kids, but with also having a social life with friends? Thank you so much for any advice. That message came in from Chelsea. She's
sounds like a
it.
Little postpartum depression moment as well. Like,
possibly.
That's hard too. Yeah, like definitely going through this right now with my own friends, right? Because our hangout patterns have definitely changed and shifted. Like we talk about all the time. My best friend just had a baby, oh my God, almost a year ago now. And a couple of my other friends are pregnant and that's all fine and well, but it definitely changes the dynamic, of course.
Yeah, it does. 585-252-9800. Majority of my friends all have kids. I missed that part though, where they were all first born because I moved away. So now that the kids are like 10, 11, 12, they're older. So it gives my friends who their parents a little bit more freedom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. This person says, with less people having children, I've found some parent friends, but we are all just trying to survive. I love my kids, but parenthood required me to sacrifice my entire social life, professional life, and ability to travel as I knew it. Find some mom friends through mom groups or kids activities and find a babysitter that will watch a group of kids so you can double date. 13 years ago, my baby shower was a huge party, but within the year, I had stopped hearing from most of those people because I could no longer go out with them without a notice.
Yeah, and that just comes with being a parent, I would assume.
Right. Rachel everything says everything is like planned. There's not going to be any spontaneous anything, to be honest.
Rachel says if your friends truly cared, they would make the effort to spend time with you and make the plans, but don't force anyone to be a part of your life or your kid's life. Meg says, yeah, that's just how life is. You focus on your family after having children. Try to meet new mom friends who also want to have play dates and get out of the house. But I think her feelings are valid.
Yeah.
No one likes being left out or canceled on.
Right.
Canceled on. However, yes, I think it's time to find some new friends with kids. You know?
Yeah. We've talked about this before in the past as well. Like, just because your kids have friends doesn't mean you are, like, locked into being friends with your kids' friends' parents. You know what I mean? Especially if you don't like them or you don't get along or they're not your type of person or not your type of vibe. But there are so many people out there that can be your vibe and can relate to you on a different level than some of your other friends who maybe aren't in that stage of life. And I think it's so hard for a lot of people to make friends as an adult. I mean, I remember just moving here, like,
yeah,
I made a ton of friends through, like, spinning and the gym and all of that stuff. But if you don't have time in your schedule to do that, there's a couple of things you could do.
Well, first of all, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
So she really doesn't have an opportunity to just go hang.
That's what I'm saying.
Going to Toronto for the weekend.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, like,
you're not doing it.
The mom groups was a great option. And I know that it can get busy, and I know that being a mom is, like, number one priority and all of that. But I encourage you, and I know it's hard, and I know I would never understand, and blah, 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 blah. But I would encourage you to find something, whether it be a gym, a pickleball league, a craft or a hobby that you can do an hour a day or an hour every couple of days, just so you have that space. And that way you could meet friends in that situation as well.
Yeah, I'd be down for pickleball.
Sure.
Vicky says, this is exactly what happened to me. My kids were not planned, so my lifestyle before was not one that included any friends with kids. It's so hard, and then trying to make new mom friends has been a real slice of hell. If you figure it out, let me know. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Denise from Brighton. I'm more than happy to meet up with Chelsea if she's interested. I got a 5-year-old son, 8-year-old daughter, so I don't have a ton of time for friends, plus the ones I did have also fell off the map after I had kids, so I'm glad I'm not alone on this one. Guys, feel free to pass along my info to her. Yeah, this is great. You guys can go to Panera Bread, grab some lunch. Denise, I'll pass along your info.
Mm-hmm. This person says, don't worry, you'll meet your best friends in life after you have kids. And those friendships will not only be fulfilling, but lasting as well. This person says,
you got to wait for them to go to college, though.
Yeah. Try the public library. Mommy and me groups do wonders. That's a good suggestion as well. My friend actually did that, or does that.
Was successful?
Yeah.
This is so normal, you guys. Child-free friends have another type of life. The best you can do is hang out with them without kids present. They don't want to deal what parents deal with, crying, misbehaving, all that stuff. Best of luck. All right. Well, hey, listen.
I feel for her.
The silver lining here, Chelsea, we appreciate the message. It sounds like you might make a new friend here for life. We'll get you Denise's info, who's totally down to hang out, who also has a 5- and 8-year-old. So, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for the messages. This is so relatable because a lot of people go through it. And yes. I have friends who've been through it too. I didn't give up on them, though. Friends for life. Just because they popped out a kid, I'm still there for them.
You know what
I
mean?
I didn't fall off them. I didn't fall off them.
You got to be.
You know, that's what it's all about. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
98 PXY.
What changes to your diet and exercise have you made to become healthier as you've gotten older? Me, I can't drink soda or really eat fast food anymore or anything that's Little Debbie. I got to stay away from it. Mm-hmm. It's PXY mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. I can only assume, though, and I might be wrong here, but does anyone get frustrated when it comes to how much food to actually eat? Because I was having this conversation with a friend over the weekend who's a trainer, and we just started talking about macros, mm-hmm. and I said, you lost me. Obviously, with me turning a year older yesterday, my body is changing.
Right.
I've noticed that I'm finally starting to have a little bit more bass in my voice.
Sure.
I grew my first hair yesterday.
Right.
But talking about diet and nutrition and how some people like myself have to figure out what the body needs and how much of it is needed in order to maintain a healthy weight. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I don't know at this point because everything just constantly seems to be changing. This is healthy for you. this is no longer healthy for you.
Everything
this is
gives
great.
You cancer.
This has too much sugar. Right. I'm like, I'm not going to sit in my car and eat a head of lettuce with the windows up and the heat on blast. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I just want to be able to know what it is that I'm eating and how much of it I should eat.
Correct. So you brought up a good question yesterday and you're like, Breeze, do you count your macros? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I have been for a while, but I really dialed in on it when I first started on this weight loss journey that I've been on for coming up on almost a year now.
So for some of the dummies listening like myself, break down what a macro is.
So it's actually quite simple, and I think people get so confused and intimidated by it because there's math involved, which I get. But the long and short of the term macronutrients is it's a term used to describe the nutrients your body needs in large amounts. So specifically, it's just three different groups. It's carbs, fats, and protein. So the higher two are going to be protein and carbs,
right,
depending on your goals, right? But always protein the highest or higher. And then fats is somewhere in the middle. So for example, like I'll go to MyFitnessPal right now. And mine was all set and like done by my nutritionist.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And if you're a personal trainer, I'm assuming you know and have a lot of knowledge on this topic.
Right.
Feel free to call us at 585-252-9800 because, I don't know, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
That I feel like at my age, I'm like, all right, I should figure this out.
Yeah.
Because my goal, ultimately, is to lose a little bit of weight.
So I just put in, for mine, like I'm supposed to be eating 130 grams of protein a day, which is tough, but
it's
I
a
do
lot.
It.
Sure.
100 grams of carbs, which I'm obviously losing weight, so yours would look a lot different than that, and 55 grams of fat, bringing my average calorie intake to like just under 1500, which isn't bad, but again, I'm trying to lose weight, so like if that was for someone to gain weight or to maintain weight, it would look a lot different. And again, I'm not an expert, I'm just sharing my experience of what I've been doing to help Moose and to help anyone else.
Well, how did you figure that out?
So
who
I
helped
did it
with that?
Through my nutritionist, through my trainer, and they helped me with that. And there's a lot of like numbers that you have to like take your weight and multiply it by this and divide it by that. And obviously I can't do math, so I can't really go into all of that. But I did yours on a calendar or a calculator on the internet through one of the sites. And again, not a professional. But I put in what you do, what your weight is, height, your goals, your activity level, and it says you should be eating.
So you told this app that I'm sitting for 6 hours every morning?
Light activity. And they said you should be having 191 grams of carbs, which I see that seems like a lot.
That seems, yeah.
143 grams of protein and 63 grams of fat. And like when they say fat, they mean like olive oil, nuts, like healthy fats,
not
things like
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Right.
You know, here's
right.
the thing. A lot of people have been suggesting a lot of these, I don't know, food services. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Project Lead Nation, whatever they are. So they're prepared meals.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine gave me some of hers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is going to kill me.
I love it.
The cholesterol level in some of those was 130%.
I love it, though. Like, that's honestly, like, those meals, Project Lean Nation to be specific, like, those meals really were the catalyst of my weight loss.
But how are those healthy? Like, I'm looking at some...
Because they count all your macros for you.
But I'm looking at it, I'm like, this...
And they're all sourced locally. Like,
but the cholesterol's through the roof. Like, normally in one meal, 20, 30%... 130 for one tiny meal? Isn't that going to give me a heart attack eventually? Isn't that very...
I feel like everything is. So, but these meals that they're preparing are portioned out, macro-friendly, and calculated for you.
Yeah, okay. So
like,
it doesn't make sense for someone else to give them to you because they're prepared specifically for you.
Well, also
and your
you
goals.
Pick like what you want. You know what I mean? There's some that are... more healthy than others or more balanced than others.
The beef enchiladas, it's a no-go. I can't do it.
I'm dead. But yeah, I mean, like, listen, I understand that it can be like intimidating, but it truly is, once you get the hang of it, very easy, because at this point for me, it's muscle memory. I know how many macros are in 8 ounces of chicken. I know how many, all that stuff.
What were you doing before you figured all this out?
Just like counting calories and like hoping for the best. But like, you can count calories all you want, but it's when you get into the nitty gritty of like these three main food groups, carbs, proteins, and fats, that really make up your body, that you need to like actually hone in and focus in on, because like, you could be eating your calories, but like, they could be terrible calories. You know what I mean? They could just be filled with crap that isn't going to help you. It actually would hurt.
I know.
You.
And see, here's the thing. Like, I'm starting to replace some of the sweet things that I like ice cream, with parfaits. So I'll do the Greek yogurt with granola and berries and all natural honey. But of course, I have somebody else telling me, hey, it's way too much sugar.
Yeah.
You're doing, I'm like, listen, I don't know.
This is a very interesting text. This is from a dietitian. They said cholesterol in food does not affect your cholesterol in your body.
Yeah, I know. I have heard that too.
So
I'm still trying to figure out how the heck cholesterol works, because as we know, a healthy level is at least 200 or lower.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's currently at 328.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would encourage you, though, if you're actually serious about this, to speak to a dietitian or go down to one of these places. I mean, my place is Project Lean Nation, but like, go down to one of these places, because they have these in-body scales that you can go on, and it'll tell you everything that's going on in your body for free.
For free?
Yeah.
What is an in-body scale?
So basically, it's a scale, and you step on it and you hold these like handles, and it tells you exactly what your body's made of. So like, BMI, muscle mass.
Oh, I've done them. Yeah.
Water's in your body, things like that.
I've done those at the gym.
And it will help you.
12 years ago.
Time to refresh it. It'll help you kind of hone in and make sure that you are eating what you need to eat and staying away from what you need to stay away from. So if you're really serious, and listen, I mean, like, you've done this before. You've talked to me about your time in LA when you worked with a trainer and she was making you eat rice cakes and fruit on top, but you've done this.
No,
before.
I know. I mean, that was 2 years ago. I just need a refresher. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's easier when you have somebody that's kind of like pushing you along and helping you stay motivated.
Absolutely.
Doing it on your own when you don't have all the knowledge to do it, because every year, I mean, the health industry, the fitness industry, it's through the roof, and things are always changing, you know, and people are always giving you suggestions about something new to try, or the thing that you have been doing is now all of a sudden wrong.
And everybody who's like doing this or a part of the fitness and dietitian world, like, I won't lie, like, they prey on your vulnerability. So like, you need to go with people who have your best interest at heart.
Truly. How many people do you think fell off the map from January 1st?
Well, that's why I think it's important that we're having this conversation. And again, like, I'm no expert. I'm not sitting here saying like I'm a dietitian, like, but I do have a lot of experience.
Yeah, we know that. You've been through
eating
it.
and stuff like that. So, yeah. So sorry, but like, trigger warning. I hope this wasn't triggering for anybody, but I think it is important to talk about, because right now, when it comes to me shopping for food, which, I mean, I'll go to like Aldi, but, or Trader Joe's or Wegmans, but like, I will not buy something unless I like flip it over and look at the macros and I'm like, oh, this has 32 grams of fat. Like, that's half my macros for the day. Like, I can't even.
You got to see me in the grocery store. It's a nightmare. I just walk around like I'm looking at everything for the first time. I have no direction. I have no list. I'm just placing items in the cart. And it's a disaster, you guys. And I get home and I'm ready to make dinner, but I have nothing to make.
And you just spent $300.
I was like, well, I got deodorant. I got some turkey.
And some olive oil.
What can I make with this? It's absolutely a terrible, terrible thing. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. It's Peaks My Mornings. We got Moose and Breezy.
Rochester's #1 hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.
I think it's wild because cyber attacks are happening everywhere all the time, and we've also fallen victim to it ourselves. I think what's happening right now at the Rochester City School District is absolutely insane. 134,000 Rochester City School District student reports and records were exposed via a cyber attack. The target was PowerSchool. It's a platform that's used to manage student and staff information. And the company announced the cyber incident earlier this month, but it happened later in December. So just about a month ago here. And everything was leaked. Names, dates of birth, home addresses, phone numbers of students, and a ton of more information as well, providing the attackers with alleged allergies, doctor's numbers, medical history, and records. PowerSchool said that it's not aware of the identity of the theft as a result of anything like actually impacting these kids at this time, and there's no additional action being taken by the district to that could have prevented the breach, but I'm sure they're looking into it further. A letter and message went out to the families because this is scary. I mean, these kids are, their private information is being leaked and bought and sold and who knows. So just be super aware. Sometimes there's nothing you can do in these situations because if someone's going to get in, if someone wants to get in, they're going to get in. And I just can't believe that this many students.
134,000.
Yeah.
Student records.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that includes everything you said.
Yeah.
Their allergies, yeah. If they have diabetes, all their medical diagnosis.
Yeah, medical information. I mean, HIPAA, hello. Doctor's numbers, addresses, things of that nature. So the Rochester City School District obviously working to aid this and curb this, but it already happened earlier. And the end of December.
Yeah, more to come on that. Coming up on the show, Breezy and I were discussing, you know, macros earlier and eating healthy.
Yeah.
It puts a lot into perspective just how much some of us, including myself, have no idea what we're doing.
Right.
I mean, until get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm
it's
comfortable
like muscle
with this.
Memory, yeah.
It really is. So we're going to keep that conversation going because there's a couple people weighing in, even nutritionists on the show, that say, hey, don't give up just yet.
Right.
There's a lot of tips and tricks you can use to become healthier as you get older. We'll talk about that next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Earlier this hour, we were asking the question, what changes to your diet have you made to become healthier?
Mm-hmm.
As you've gotten older, obviously our bodies are changing as we get closer to death. That's it.
Oh my God.
It's a horrible way to put it.
Terrible.
But I think this is a really relatable topic, though, because as you get older, you become way more frustrated at the gym. At least that's my experience.
Mm-hmm.
What would have taken me a couple of months to get a six-pack is now taking triple the time.
Correct.
I was just confused about the whole macro situation. And I needed somebody to break this down for me like I'm 5 years old. And we had a nutritionist weigh in and a couple people say, yeah, I've done it. It works for me or it doesn't work for me. And yeah. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. Is how did you put a program together that worked for you as you've gotten older?
Right.
585-252-9800.
Because this is like such a, you know, relatable topic in the sense of it does get harder to lose weight as you get older. Maybe not even lose weight. Maybe that's not even your goal. Just like maintaining and your body's changing and things like that. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. We had Dave that was messaging in a couple minutes ago that said, what's up, guys? I heard you talking about this earlier, and I started trying to get in shape about a year ago. I lost 35 pounds. I stopped paying attention to all the people around me saying, do this, eat that. At the end of the day, it really is all about eating less and working out more. You got to burn more calories you take in, and the weight will come off.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your goal, though, Dave. That is my goal. I'm trying to lose weight.
Right.
But for people that want to build muscle or gain weight or maintain it, like Breezy said, it's just that looks a little bit different. Angela says, what's up, guys? You may be losing weight and think that's healthy, but this is my frustration with macros. It can give you guidelines and help you lose weight or gain muscle, etc., but it's not generally very healthy focused. If we're not getting enough nutrients, our body can't function properly, which can also impact on our weight loss.
Right.
No, there's so much to know.
There is a lot to know.
And I know nothing. Literally. I know nothing.
We both know nothing. That's kind of the stick of our show.
Well, my frustration stemmed from me saying, just when you think you're on the right path and you're doing all the right things, somebody says, now you're doing it wrong.
Right.
You can't eat that. Right. Everything you thought was healthy.
It's all going to give you cancer. So.
Right. And it's so frustrating at this point. It's like, I don't know anymore.
Right. I agree.
I was doing so good with the yogurt parfaits, replacing those with ice cream. Turns out, probably more sugar. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. You mean replacing ice cream with those, right?
Instead of ice cream, yeah. I was eating the parfaits. Yeah. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Oh, hi. This is Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So in regards to the topic on your show, so I'm not overweight, but my daughter is. She's mm-hmm. 9. And, you know, it's all this healthy talk. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, right? You know, it's like watching your macaroni or macros or, you know, I don't know, whatever you're calling it. It's just
not the macaroni.
It's macros.
Yeah. It doesn't always work for everyone. I mean, it's like we're all different people, especially kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not black and white, and you can only do so much, especially when it comes to your kid's health, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why you have like a pediatrician or nutritionist to kind of walk you through those steps. Yeah, and help
to
you.
To a point, yeah, to a point. But, you know, things are hereditary, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we are born with what we're born with.
In regards to what, though?
Blood, bones, you know, my daughter's big boned, I'm little boned, and that's just a fact.
What?
You know, my husband's little boned, my son is little boned, my daughter's big boned, and that's just the way it is, you know?
Kathy, and never in my life have I ever seen a fat skeleton. Have you? Breezy, have you?
No. No, but I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean,
bones have density
for sure, and that can make someone a little more stocky for sure. But,
right, but it's not going to make somebody extremely obese,
right?
Big bone people are obese.
I mean, that's not going to go out on a limb and say that.
I don't know if it's from the bones.
That's not necessarily always true. I do see where you're coming from, but if you know that about yourself, then you need to put the precautions in check to...
No, it's not me.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general. The people who know that about themselves need to be extra mindful of that just for the sake of their health.
So how old is your daughter, Kathy, that you said is overweight?
She's 9.
Okay.
And yeah, she's very big boned and... She's about 150, right? I think like 150 pounds. I don't have the exact number. Like she fluctuates, but she's overweight, but she doesn't eat unhealthy. That's the thing.
Okay. And, so break that down for me. What does her day to day look like?
You know, it depends. She's 9, right? So she's in school.
Right.
And you know, we've tried different methods of helping her lose weight and, you know, making a food adjustment.
Okay.
Like, you know, instead of a hot pocket, it'll be like a lean pocket. And, you know, just because, you know, we want her to have like less carbs, you know, no, like the chips are baked. They're not fried.
Okay. Hold on. Well, time out. Say, Kathy,
like reduced fat.
But like, all of those things are still processed foods.
Yeah.
You're going from a hot pocket to a lean pocket. From Pringles to reduce fat Pringles, that's not healthy.
Well, they're not Pringles, first of all.
Regardless, whatever. But I'm saying that's still considered junk food.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is everything is reduced fat or, you know, light this, light that. And, you know, instead of having two or three corn dogs at dinner, it's just like, I mean, it's like one. You know, one plus like her side of mac and cheese and then also fruit. You know, she eats a lot of fruit and she eats vegetables too. I mean, she's not an unhealthy eater. So we have tried.
I mean, Listen, I know it's hard at the age, the ripe age of 9 to really put this into a child's head, especially when they're so used to eating the Hot Pockets or Uncrustables.
Lean Pockets. And, you know, she is big boned. So,
we need to, that is true. And I believe you wholeheartedly. But with that being said, you need to realize that she's going to need more than just I'm big boned as an excuse or as a crutch to eat the way she needs to eat.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Breezy's saying. Has her doctor ever said, yeah, your daughter suffers from being big boned?
We were talking about that the other day. I just think it's ridiculous when people try to give advice on how to like better a child's lifestyle. When I tell you, we have tried everything. We have tried everything. I'm not going to deny my child a snack. If my child wants a snack, a happy meal, I'm going to give her a happy meal.
Listen, I don't think you should deny anyone anything. I think that these are pivotal years, though, where you're not restricting your daughter, but you're teaching her and giving her the tools to implement.
I disagree. Okay. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight.
Well, it's
you're the one calling in, Kathy. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now?
And I'm calling in saying what you guys are doing is wrong. That's why I'm calling in. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight. No child. You guys should keep that in mind. I mean,
we weren't talking about
you're
children.
You're the one who brought up the child. Like, oh my God.
Huh?
Okay.
My point, the whole reason I'm calling is that I think you guys should be more mindful. When you start going on the air and you're, you know, quote, teaching people how to be more healthy.
We're having an open conversation that's relatable about eating healthy and healthy lifestyle that goes and circles back to us.
Tell me what's healthy.
Kathy, at the end of the day, you're enabling your 9-year-old daughter and she's overweight because of you. You are just completely blindsided by the fact that you think serving your daughter a lean pocket over a hot pocket is healthy says everything about you. And the reason your daughter is overweight is because of you. And you're in denial about that.
Say to that comment, at the end of the day, just because Breezy loses a little weight does not make her a health expert or an expert on food or an expert on somebody else's child.
Okay, Kathy, thank you so much, Queen. We're going to have to let you go.
Kathy, have a good day. Thanks
you.
For the call.
All right.
Is she well?
No, clearly not.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, forgive me for being upset. That's got nothing to do with Kathy. That's the refs now calling a first down when they knew Josh was over the line.
I don't know what just happened here.
Listen,
had a hard shift.
Well, I think we can agree, you guys, that there are some people, and Kathy may be one of them, where they just lack knowledge about nutrition.
Also, I'm not even saying anything.
No, I know, but I don't want to assume, but some people buy crap food because that's all they can afford. And we can blame the food industry for promoting crappy food options as healthy. However, I don't agree with her comments that her daughter, who is 9 and 150 pounds, is because she's got big bones. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not going to buy it. Hello, PXY.
Hey, this is Sam. Perks of working in the medical field, no, there is no such thing as big bone. Yes, it is big, like, density, but no, that does not lead to obesity at all, especially in children. Diet and exercise is number one. They tell you that at every doctor's office.
All right, Sam, let me ask you a question. As a 9-year-old, what's the normal average weight for a 9-year-old?
Well, I don't work in pediatrics anymore, but I can say it is about roughly 80 to 80 pounds.
Oh, so
100 pounds. So it depends on how athletic they are. My children are very athletic, so obesity is not a problem. Mm-hmm. Do they eat an occasional snack? Yes. But one big thing, shop at Aldi's, best organic, and they don't have a lot of dyes, which is a leading case of obesity.
Oh, God. Did you hear that, Moose? To Aldi we go.
Go to Aldi's. I'm always a Wegmans kind of person, but
yeah, me too.
I like to use the scanner app. I don't know if you use the scanner
app. I do.
See what
What's in your
processed
food?
Stuff is, mm-hmm. yeah, what's in it? Yeah. I pay a couple extra bucks for that to see what's in it. Because if you don't know what the ingredients are, don't buy it. Yeah. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate your call. Hi, guys. My name is Justine. I'm a personal trainer. And not that anyone cares, but being big boned is not going to be the difference between a healthy body mass index, your BMI, and being overweight.
Right. So,
hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Emily, and I just wanted to piggyback off of Kathy and Sam.
Yeah, go ahead. Just keep your radio down. Don't swear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What are your thoughts?
So I have a 3.5-year-old, and I feel that the first years of a kid's life is really important for them to eat healthy because you're literally forming the way that their organs are going to process everything that goes into their body for the rest of their lives. So if you're, you know, young and you're eating Happy Meals and Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets or processed foods like that yeah. and not shopping at Aldi, you're not doing what you should be doing for your child, in my opinion. But
sure.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I couldn't. How old are your kids?
I have a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, and now would be the time to do it
right.
because you're just setting them up for healthier habits.
I mean, 100%.
And they're never going to miss something that they never had.
Exactly. I mean, at her first birthday, everyone judged me because I made her a, like, oatmeal-based cake with Greek yogurt frosting, and it was literally amazing, and all the adults even thought it was amazing. But I was judged for it because I didn't let her have regular cake, which
yeah,
she never
sure.
had it before.
Yeah, you're going to get judged the right. same way vegans do. Mm-hmm. You know, I right. think yeah. the one thing, too, that a lot of parents do, which I think is great, and I know my parents did this growing up, when I got fast food or I got McDonald's or a Happy Meal, it was because I was being rewarded for something. That wasn't dinner yep. every night.
Exactly.
I got it,
as a special treat.
It's a special treat that you get once in a while right. for doing some good deed, whatever it may be. And it sounds like there are some parents that have a really hard time not giving their child the things that they ask for.
Because they'll melt down, and it's easier to do
sure,
that,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yep, yeah. And I feel like that is why America is kind of in the place it is, because so many people are doing that.
Yeah, and we're all overweight because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn lean yeah. pockets. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Eat that apple.
Moose and Breezy.
Hey, teachers, just a quick question. How do you handle elementary school projects that were obviously built by parents? Speaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Breeze, my buddy, calls and starts telling me that his 8-year-old son comes home, says he needs to come up with a creative way to build the solar system.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Big solar system guy.
When's it due by?
Tomorrow.
My buddy goes, come on. How long have you known about this assignment? He goes, 14 days. I mean, not 14 days, only a couple of weeks. My buddy goes, that's the same thing.
14 days.
He goes, we got to do it together. Now, my buddy is not the most, he's a very creative individual.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gets in the zone, it's he's on all cylinders. So now, I got to ask, how many parents listening have ever helped your kids with their homework or like a really big school project, but you're so type A that you ended up doing the entire thing yourself because you don't trust your kids.
So he did the whole thing.
Chances are they're going to screw it up. Well, yeah, this is my buddy, okay? We'll call him Derek. Derek needs to make a solar system, so he decided, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to make all the planets using my 3D printer.
Right.
This dude stayed up all night. He also is an electrician, so he wired LED lights within the planets to allow them to flicker. You would have thought you were holding a miniature version of the universe in your hands. It was incredible. I said, how long did it take you to do this? He said, oh, I was up all night. I said, you were working on this. Where was your son? He said,
sleeping.
I completely forgot about him. He found his son in the living room playing Dance Dance Revolution. I said, this is so classic because this was my dad.
I didn't even know DDR was still a thing.
People are still playing. In third grade, we had to come up with a fun way to do a presentation about the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the official residence of our president. Most kids chose to draw a White House on loose leaf paper. Total trash. But me being 8, I wanted to do the same thing. It took the easy way out. My father says, no, I'll build it. Goes in the basement, starts mixing concrete. I'm telling you, Breeze.
It's literally insane.
He ends up building this 3D model of the White House that sat on a piece of drywall. It must have weighed 100 pounds. drove it
you,
to...
You drop it on the way in?
Drives it to school in the back of his van, okay? Mind you, I did not help with this project. We get to school, and during my presentation in front of 40 kids, my teacher's asking me 100 questions on how I built this 3D model of the White House. And I don't know, I had so much guilt come over me that I panicked, and I told my teacher straight up in front of the class, I didn't build it. My dad built it for me last night.
You told everyone that?
I told everybody. Ended up giving me a D on the project.
Oh my God.
My dad held a grudge.
Loose lips sink ships, don't they?
So back to my buddy. He builds this incredible solar system for his son. Later finds out that the teacher gave him a C minus because she knew this kid was not capable of building something like that. So my buddy went back to school to ask his son's teacher for a better grade.
Stop.
He was that butthurt because of how much effort and work he put into this solar system diorama. And I'm like, dude, serves you right.
Honestly,
your
though,
kid
like,
wasn't even in the
that's
room.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shame on him for making a project so elaborate because it's so obvious he blew himself in.
Yeah, but obviously you want your son to walk in there like he's the man. Like, yeah, look at my project and look at all your junk.
But it's problem so is obvious.
He had nothing to do with it. Right. He wasn't even in the room. And my buddy thinks he's the one getting the grade. I'm like, dude, it's not your C minus.
This is so relatable for parents because, like, maybe, you know, not to the extreme of, like, we're going to buy a 3D printer. But, like, you know the feeling when your kid comes home or is hanging out on a Sunday night at 4 o'clock. And they're like, so I have my longhouse due tomorrow. It's like, you have your longhouse due tomorrow? I'm pretty sure I did this with my mom, and she sent me out to the backyard, get the sticks, and then she put it all together. She's like, you know how many longhouses I've made? Do you know how many books I've read that I've read three times over? Because I'm reading to you, because you can't read.
Let's go back in time to Breezy's dad helping her with a school project.
It was more so my mom. My dad was too busy yelling at me over the kitchen table on what 3 divided by 2 is. But my mom was... My mom is very creative. She's a kindergarten teacher, was a kindergarten teacher, so she knows all the bells and whistles. And I will never forget, it was one project we had to do... So I had to be like Amelia Earhart, okay? I had to dress up as Amelia Earhart. I had to go to
the goggles.
The school. Yeah, I had the goggles. I had the leather jacket. It was a whole thing. And my mom put in like, I don't know if it was like a map or a flight map or a letter or something. She soaked it in tea and then put it in the oven.
Oh, she's creative.
So it burnt the edges.
Sure, you could just use a lighter. But
yeah, it was a whole thing. And obviously I crushed. And when I say I crush, my mom crush, but
yeah.
I was lucky to have her. Not everyone has parents that are willing to do that stuff for them. They're like, figure it out, Johnny.
Yeah. Like your dad, who's standing over you with no pants on, holding a blue light.
Just screaming.
Jenna says, guys, I'm dying laughing right now. My husband had to help our daughter with constructing a building out of popsicle sticks. And it looks like the Empire State Building. It's so funny because our 7-year-old wasn't even home when my husband
wasn't even in the state.
When he took it upon himself to build this entire structure, and it looks incredible. The teacher never bought that our daughter put it together. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
No kidding.
Yeah. Dads love doing that though. They want to help. Like, yeah, I can come to bat for you. No problem. And they build this incredible diorama or whatever the project is. But they are, like, they're me. They're so type A. They're like, yeah, get out of here. I want to do it myself.
Yeah. I mean, this
and they
just
end up getting a terrible grade.
This just goes back to that guy who was doing his kids' homework in college, writing essays and things like that. And then they failed anyways because...
Doug.
It's so tough.
Guy's name was Doug.
So angry. He's like, what do you mean you only got a B? Yeah, I know. It's
way to teach her that way then and said, I see this time and time again. And usually it's the kids that have no idea that their own parents built the project. They don't even know it's theirs.
Yeah, I will say, though, like, some of these parents, I think they secretively like it.
Yeah, I do, of course.
I do.
You know what? Keep at it.
You know what? You do you, boo. If that makes you happy, go for it.
Peaks Y Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze. Let's talk about credit. because without a good credit score, you can't do nothing.
You can't do anything.
You can't get a loan. I know that.
You can't even live.
Without a loan, you can't get a home. You can't buy a car.
Without a loan, there is no home.
A couple of years ago, I was in a car dealership financing my vehicle. Oh, I felt so bad. The dude that was sitting in the office over from me, we can overhear his conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The sales guy was like, sir, we really can't help you. Your credit score is 415. I was like, 415? Oh, no. One in five Rochester residents have no credit history. On the national scale, that number is 1 in 10. And we need an update from you, Breezy, on your credit score.
I know.
Rochester has partnered with a national network of nonprofits called Credit Builders Alliance, that's CBA. And basically what they do is help people gain access to credit. I think this program is fantastic. The program allows renters on-time rent payments to actually be reported to credit bureaus. Three housing providers are currently participating in this. You have Rochester Housing Authority, you have Hart Homes, and then you have the Rosie Property Management. So renters can choose whether to opt in or not, but participants will also get free financial counseling and can be assured that only their on-time payments will be reported. That's it. At a press conference on Monday, Rochester Mayor Malik Evans addressed the importance of your credit score. He's making jokes. He says, I always joke that on my first date with my wife, I always asked her, what's your credit score? Because you know that the credit score, regardless of whether you think it's fair or not fair, allows you access to capital, and access to capital allows you access to opportunity, said Evans.
Mm-hmm.
So he rode his wife's coattails all the way to the bank.
So my credit score has been fluctuating, which is annoying.
That's what it does, though.
It dropped down 16 points for no reason.
16?
I didn't even do anything.
That's probably why it dropped. Not using your credit.
Well, I am. I'm trying. I hate it.
What's the limit on your one and only credit card?
$2,500.
Yeah. How much of that have you used?
The most I've put on my card is $1,000.
Well, where is it at right now?
Where is it at?
What's the balance?
Oh. I think like maybe $400.
Just pay it off.
No, I know. It's not due till a couple more weeks here, but.
You should do it now.
It's on autopay.
This program, by the way, statistically, it showed that places like Colorado, the tenants in this program were far more likely to make their payments on time. Tenants improved their credit score doing this by over 62 points. That's huge.
Right.
Don't wave a stick at that. 62 points. Evans encouraged any landlords that are interested in participating to contact the city's Office of Financial Empowerment. Also, Angela.Rollins@cityofrochester.gov is the person in charge. You could talk to her about this, too, if you feel like enrolling. Coming up on the show, how many of you got something you need to desperately get off your chest this morning? Did you get into an argument with your significant other this morning? Feel like sharing how much you despise them live on the air? Now would be a good time to do it. 585-252-9800. Send us your messages for There I Said It. It's coming up next.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
This morning, we're going to pretend there's no FCC.
Let's let it rip, shall we?
585-252-9800. Got something you need to get off your chest this morning? So do we.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into it. Our friend Lynn is weighing in first for There I Said It. All right, let's go to our girl Lynn. Cards Against Humanity is not funny. There, I said it.
It's also not.
Also, don't ever play with your parents.
It's not funny.
I think it's hilarious.
It's the most overplayed, dumb game ever.
Why?
Nothing ever makes sense. The person who's... And the thing about it is all these, like, senses of humor are objective, like, or subjective, I should say. Like, the person never picks your card. It never makes sense. They're always talking about
sometimes,
body parts. And
sometimes it makes sense, and when it does, it's hilarious. But I played this game with both of my parents on Christmas Eve, and then we did it again the year after that. And they always win. They win every hand. But you really get an opportunity to see what a sick sense of humor your parents have. And my dad always says the same thing. I'm just dealing the cards I'm dealt with. But it's always so twisted. I'm like, I probably could have gone the night without knowing that about you.
Yeah.
Ashley is weighing in, 585-252-9800. If you have a Brazilian butt lift, then stop making workout videos at the gym. Nothing about you is natural. There, I said it.
Tea. Absolute tea. This person says...
Sounds catty.
No, fully. But it is so true. I mean, like, we saw it with the TikTok ban. All these people, all these fitness influencers were like, before we all get out of this app, I just need to tell you guys all, I've never done one of those workouts I tell you to do. So I just have a BBL. And liposuction. This person says, stop the fun group dances at weddings. There, I said it. I don't want the Macarena. I don't want the chicken dance. And I don't need the cha-cha slide.
All really good dances.
Yeah, no. I'm good on that. The Macarena.
Breezy's best friend and most toxic man in Rochester is here and ready to go. Who would that be, Breeze?
Big Ed.
What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hope you're well. I asked my date to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. I guess the two of us aren't going to work out. Big Ed, go home to your wife, buddy.
I love that for you. I truly couldn't love that for you more.
You know, mine for today is restaurants in Rochester need to bring back dance floors. There, I said it. And I remember, you can go out for a nice meal anywhere. And as soon as 10 p.m. hit, all the tables would move up against the wall. A DJ would come out from the back room. Now, all of a sudden, you're at a TGI Fridays, and now it's a club.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss those days.
Wow. Oh,
they got to bring that back, and they don't do it. Where can anybody?
They tried to do it.
Aside from
a couple years ago, with the bar slash restaurant on the corner of East and Alex that can't stay afloat.
Which one?
You know, used to be the old City Grill. And it was really bad. Like, it couldn't have been worse, if I'm being honest. It only lasted 3 months.
That's not a long time.
No.
I mean, where do people go dancing aside from Vinyl? Where do you go dancing?
Roar.
But that's more like clubby, too, you know?
Yeah. Where else are we going to dance?
I don't know. Isn't there anybody that just
KFC? Like, there's no, like, salsa places.
Yeah, there is. Oh, Tapas. Yeah, you go to Tapas on St. Paul. It's a little dangerous in that area.
Mine for today is this. I do not understand the whole idea of bookworm culture. There, I said it. What is this Onyx Storm book that everyone's losing their minds over? And how did people find out about it?
I've never heard
of it. Every Instagram story, Onyx Storm, Onyx Storm.
What is it?
I can't wait. I don't know. I'm asking you. You've seen this cover, though. I know you have.
How do you even spell that?
Oh.
Are you saying Onyx Storm?
Yeah.
Onyx Storm.
Onyx Storm. I'm just like, what's going on? Everyone's like, so good, literally couldn't put down. I'm like, what is this?
I've never heard of it in
and
my life.
Everyone's like making all these posts about it. It's like, I can't believe that, you know, Ronaldo and what's your face? And like, what is happening? What is happening? It looks like a Lord of the Rings situation. All I know is that there's dragons and
Onyx. Yeah, Onyx Star is it's a reboot to Game of Thrones. So.
Sure. Onyx Storm. Get it right now at Barnes & Noble.
Gotta go hit up your Barneys and Nobel.
I mean, it's like the same thing as the Colleen Hoover books. Like, oh my God, couldn't put down with their hot dogs legs in the background. It's like, it's too much. It's simply too much. But that's mine for today.
Jamie says, hey, guys, might be a hot take, but big bones does not make you fat. Kathy needs a psych evaluation. There, I said it.
Yeah. We scheduled her lobotomy, so don't you worry.
And then I'll go over to Sarah. What's up, guys? This is Sarah. Good morning. My boyfriend and I are pregnant and having our first child together. His parents hate me, but I hate them too, so it's cool. I think that people who love each other should be allowed to be with who they want, regardless of what others say. There, I said it.
Sure.
That's beautiful. Thanks for texting in, Sarah. Now hurry up. Get ready for school before you miss the bus. This one thing used to be so exciting for us when we were kids, and I would argue that it is still kind of exciting as an adult. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Thank you guys so much for starting the day off with us. Breeze?
I would actively go against you and say that's not the case for me, but let's get into it, shall we? I feel like as a kid, our excitement level for things tends to be a lot higher than when we blossom into adults. And I don't know if that's because the joy of life is being sucked out of us or what's really going on.
It's basically because you have to start paying bills.
But essentially, when you're younger and you have the opportunity to do fun things, whether it be with your friends or your family, and a sleepover is involved, you are elate, just over the moon. It is just electric.
Brother.
The joy that you feel. Oh, my God. Because, you know how you were when you were younger and the situations that you put your parents in when you bring your friend up to your mom or your dad in the parking lot of wherever you're hanging out with your friend. Say you guys just went ice skating together with their parents and they bring the friend over. Can Betsy sleep over?
Right, you do it in front of the parents. Like, I used to do it all the time.
This is really awkward.
Used to do it all the time, put my dad on the spot.
This is really awkward.
Can Nick stay the night?
It's like,
dad would be like, no.
Or they would say, well, we have to ask them. Well, we already asked. They said it was fine. Of course they said it was fine.
We're one step ahead.
Right. We have to talk to their parents and make sure it's okay.
You know,
we already
said, when I think about it, how awkward for the parents who don't really know each other.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now you got to go over there and introduce yourself.
Exactly.
Like, hey, do you trust me to keep your kid alive all night?
Or at this point, at this point, they do know each other, and the other parents are like, thank God. You know what I mean? We're going out on the town. We're having date night, like, better you than me type of thing. And sleepovers are fun and well, and you're silly, and you stay up all night, and you tell
stories.
Who did
you have a sleepover with?
What do you mean?
Where is this coming from? Who would you have a sleepover with? Did someone spend the night?
Yes. Last night, I did not feel any of those things.
Why?
Because my brother spent the night at my apartment that I share with my girlfriend and her brother.
Oh!
Full house last night.
So you and your girlfriend spent the night in your bed, and then your brother and your girlfriend's brother spent the night in his bed.
Nope. My brother slept on the couch. Her brother slept in his room.
So you had a full house. Why did your brother spend the night?
Full house. So my brother was catching an early flight this morning, and I was like, why don't you just like stay the night, and then we'll bring you in the morning so you don't have to like pay $300 to leave your car there for the week.
Oh, so you suggested.
Well, I mean, he wanted a ride, and I was like, I'm not really messing around with that in the morning.
Yeah,
you
what
know
time's
what
the
I
flight?
Mean? 6.
Got to be there 4:30.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I don't want to like be late to work. You know what I mean? So he stays the night last night, and I don't know what it is. I don't know where the switch went off, but I don't get down with sleepovers. I don't care if it's my brother. I don't care if it's my friends. Not for me.
Oh, you got boring.
It's not for me.
Like, what happened to you?
And listen, it was like no skin off my back. It was no big deal, right? But at the same time, the whole idea of like me waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and like having to be cautious of other people sleeping around. He's on the couch. And I just... not for me.
You got to tiptoe around. See, I'm
not just hosting people. Like, that's one thing because I do
family.
Get to sleep in my own bed. But
how do you think your parents feel every time you show up to their home?
Right. But sleeping over at someone else's house as well, I want to be in my bed. I don't want to sleep on your couch or your air mattress.
See, you know I love him. 6 months ago, I went to my buddy Dave's house. And, you know, he works with us, his company. We used to be roommates. Mm-hmm. So I go over there and we're playing video games. And his wife orders us pizza. And then we're watching the football game. And then his wife comes in the room and is like, Moose, I made up the guest bedroom for you because I'm assuming you're spending the night. I was like, yeah, I'm totally going to spend the night. And then my buddy Dave's like, yeah. And we're up till 3 a.m. And then his wife has breakfast ready for us in the morning. Oh, it's the best. I love it so much.
Okay, so there's two different types of people on the show. One who relishes in sleepovers at the age of 40. And one who despises them. Absolutely despises them.
I don't think just because you grow up, you need to lose the magic of a good sleepover.
I just can't get on board.
How does your brother feel about that? Does he know how you feel?
I haven't talked to him.
Does your brother know how does your brother know that you much rather put him out on the streets than host?
Listen, it's my brother and I would do anything for him, but was it ideal? No. And I would say that for my brother. I would say that for my friend.
That's
me
because
toying around my own space. I don't like that.
Because you had no activities planned. I would have pulled out the Twister. I would have.
It's
had
a school night.
Ready
I have
to go
work. Like,
oh
what?
Yeah, right. You don't care. Come on.
Also, all he wants to do is watch movies, anyways. So who cares? Like, let's sit and watch a movie. I'm like, I'm going to. It's 11. I'm going to bed. He's like, we'll start it super quick. I'm like. I said to him last night, I go, you know how sometimes podcasts can go on like 1.5 speed?
Yeah.
I wish you could do that with movies.
Not me. That's a terrible idea.
Let me ask you something
about your bro real quick. Mm-hmm. Does he have a girlfriend?
No.
I think I might have someone for him.
Oh, perfect. Who is it?
I don't know. It's my buddy's.
He goes, I don't know. I'm just making this up.
No. I know who she is. I don't have a very close relationship with her. But she also
my brother up with a serial killer.
She loves movies.
Okay.
Loves going out to eat. And she's not very ambitious, but I think, you know.
Okay.
I think your brother would be a perfect match.
All right.
You want to see what happens?
Send the number. Yeah. Let's
all right.
Do it.
We're gonna do it.
Listen to BXY Mornings on your smart device. Wake up with Moose and Breezy when you ask it to play 98PXY.
98PXY from Odyssey.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! You guys want to hear Breezy do a really terrible Italian-American accent? Well, at this point, it's just kind of insulting. Yesterday on the show, we acted out the film Donnie Brasco. Not to be confused with Donnie Bronco, Breeze.
Right.
Starring Al Pacino, Johnny Depp, and so many more. This movie is just another family classic. But before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater.
You know who you're talking to, pal?
If you want to go embarrass yourself with this thing, by all means, you go ahead.
Embarrass myself? My mother, my children, my wife, my family can all hold their heads in these five boroughs. I know, although I am no. Lot of typos in this. It's so tough. I am no all over the freaking world. Forget about it.
I didn't mean any disrespect. I'm sorry.
Sit down. You don't want out on me, you understand? What? Are you okay? Were you high
so
when
bad.
You did this? I think you meant to say you don't walk out on me, but that's okay. I walk out on you. Am I crying or are you crying?
You are.
Oh.
We should just cut it here. It's
if
just so painful.
If you disrespect with my mozzarella, my puttapana, my spaghetti, it's all too much. Where's my olive oil? Someone said that I'm racist against Italian Americans, which I'm not. Are you offended by my
horrible acting. I'm just trying to get into character.
You did the best you can do. And we're not mad at you for it. Thank you so much. I mean, that was a train wreck. But
I did what I could do.
Here's the breakdown of Donnie Brasco. So Joseph Pistone, Johnny Depp, is an FBI agent. And he has infiltrated one of the major New York mafia families. So he's living under the name Donnie Brasco. Mm. But he develops this relationship with this mob hitman, Benjamin Lefty, who's played by Al Pacino, in order to keep deeper undercover issues continuing to happen with the police. It's just a really good movie. But anyways, as the relationship develops...
I was in Al Pacino's cell. I was in his cell.
Right.
At the Eastern Penitentiary.
Yeah. How much was that tour?
Can't remember. Oh, no, that was Al Capone. So sorry.
Did you ever go to Alcatraz?
No, it was the penitentiary in Philly. I'm thinking of Al Capone. I'm so sorry. I mixed those two up.
That's very different.
A lot of Al's. So,
anyways, but it's a great movie, and Johnny Depp plays this undercover cop to get in with the mafia family. We've seen this time and time before.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomatoes scored this 88%. And the question we have to ask Breezy is if this movie held up.
Oh, God, no. I mean...
Oh, my Lord.
So
what?
Here's the thing. The whole, like, gangster mobster vibe, like, I don't know. I think that it's just not as in your face nowadays because they're just more secretive about it. These people were out in the open. They were on vacation. They were living, laughing, loving. And,
That was normal for the 80s.
You're not going to see that, but you're not going to see that in this day and age. People are way more sneaky with their crimes. They're way more sneaky with hiding money and guns and things like that. Well, some people.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
You know, I like the scene when they were all having fun and letting loose at the pool, on the tennis court, having a good time. That was fun. It was a light moment because most of the movie was pretty dark. There was a lot of bullets flying.
That there was.
But one of my biggest throwback moments of the movie was the phone booth that they found themselves in time and time and time again. It's like, I haven't seen a phone booth in years. Years. So.
Would it be safe to say that that's your throwback moment in the film?
Yeah.
Who was your favorite character?
See, I don't really like Johnny Depp as a person, but I think he slayed in this film.
He did so good.
I think he slayed.
He was great in this.
Al Pacino's an actor? I thought he was... I'm so confused.
What?
Al Pacino's
Is Al Pacino an actor?
I'm getting Al Pacino and Carbone mixed up. Or Capone, excuse me.
Well, he was a hitman. Okay.
Al Pacino?
No.
Oh.
The guy you're thinking of.
Right.
A lot of mafiosos back in the 80s and 90s. And there still are, but you have a point. It's not as out in the open as it used to be. Did you have a least favorite character in the film? If you guys are joining us, it's Breezy's Big Movie Review, and we're talking about Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp and Al Pacino.
You know, I didn't love Maggie. Wasn't my favorite character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, okay, here's my whole issue with these films. I just feel like all of these films are the same. The Godfather, you know, Donnie Brasco.
Nope, Donnie Brasco.
Like, what's the other one? The Godfather. The other one that's just like The Godfather?
Goodfellas.
It's all the same. It's all the same movie.
Casino.
It's the same movie, just in a different font. It is.
All right, Breezy, get to your throwback moment.
Seen them all. I already did it.
All right, the payphone. All right, yeah. let's rate this baby.
Shall we? Donnie Brasco, Frasco, whatever. I'm giving it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 2.7.
Where did that score come from?
You know, I think what was lacking for me was substance. So, and I feel like we could have cut an hour off of it. was 2 hours and 27 minutes. Didn't need to be that long.
I mean, week after week, I'm just handing you these classic films on a platter, and you just continue to give them a really horrible score. It's insulting at this point for not just myself.
Give me newer movies. Actors. This was 1997. Donnie Frasco, we'll see you in court.
When you say new movies, like what are you looking for? What do you want?
I just saw a masterpiece with Kiki Palmer and SZA in the theater. It was called One of Them Days, and it was a good one. So we should do like new movies where I go to the theater. What if this is the last week of January? Next month, I want all rom-coms.
All rom-coms for Valentine's
Day. For Valentine's Day.
All right. I'll see what I can pull out of my fanny. We'll do that next week on PXY Mornings.
Five.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Thousand.
Unbelievable.
Dollars. Imagine what you could do with that.
Maybe hit a few concerts.
Just money towards my student loan.
Maybe we'll book a cruise.
Okay, now stop imagining and start listening to us on the Odyssey app. That's how you could win $5,000. Download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Then listen to us on the Odyssey app for at least an hour a day, Monday through Friday. Each of those days gives you another chance to win the 5K a day giveaway.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. This morning we were discussing what changes to your diet have you made to become healthier as you've gotten older. And I think it's a relatable topic because I was just so confused about the whole macro situation. Mm-hmm. And I needed somebody to break it down to me like I'm 5 years old.
Right.
And during the middle of this discussion, we get a phone call from Kathy, who says the reason her 9-year-old daughter is so overweight is because she's big boned.
Which was a tough scene.
It was. Take a listen to the call.
Oh, hi, this is Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So in regards to the topic on your show, so I'm not overweight, but my daughter is. She's mm-hmm. 9. And, you know, it's all this healthy talk. I mean, everybody's got an opinion, right? You know, it's like watching your macaroni or macros or, you know, I don't know, whatever you're calling it. It's just
not the macaroni.
It's macros.
Yeah.
It doesn't always work for everyone. I mean, it's like we're all different people, especially kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not black and white. And you can only do so much, especially when it comes to your kid's health. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's why you have like a pediatrician or nutritionist to kind of walk
to
you through those steps. Yeah, and help
to
you.
To a point. Yeah, to a point. But you know, things are hereditary, right?
Yeah.
So you know, we are born with what we're born with.
In regards to what though?
Blood, bones. You know, my daughter's big boned. I'm little boned, and that's just a fact. You know, my husband's little boned. My son is little boned. My daughter's big boned. And that's just the way it is.
Kathy, and never in my life have I ever seen a fat skeleton. Have you? Breezy, have you?
No. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean,
bones have density.
For sure. And that can make someone a little more stocky, for sure. But,
right, but it's not going to make somebody extremely obese.
Right.
Big bone people are obese.
I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that.
I don't know if it's from the bones.
That's not necessarily always true. I do see where you're coming from, but if you know that about yourself, then you need to put the precautions in check.
It's not me.
No, I know. I'm just saying in general. The people who know that about themselves need to be extra mindful of that just for the sake of their health.
So how old is your daughter, Kathy, that you said is overweight?
She's 9.
Okay.
And yeah, she's very big boned. And she's about 150, right? I think, like 150 pounds. I don't have the exact number. Like she fluctuates, but she's overweight, but she doesn't eat unhealthy. That's the thing.
Okay. And, so break that down for me. What does her day to day look like?
You know, it depends. She's 9, right? So she's in school.
Right.
And you know, we've tried different methods of helping her lose weight and, you know, making a food adjustment.
Okay.
like, you know, instead of a hot pocket, it'll be like a lean pocket. And, you know, just because, you know, we want her to have like less carbs, you know, no, like the chips are baked, they're not fried.
Okay, hold on. Well, time out. Say, Kathy.
Like reduced fat.
But like, all of those things are still processed foods.
Yeah.
You're going from a hot pocket to a lean pocket, from Pringles to reduced fat Pringles. That's not healthy.
Well, they're not Pringles, first of all.
Regardless, whatever. But I'm saying like, those are, you know, that's still considered junk food.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is you, you know, everything is reduced fat or, you know, light this, light that. And, you know, instead of having two or three corn dogs at dinner, it's just like, I mean, it's like one. You know, one plus like her side of mac and cheese. And then also fruit. You know, she eats a lot of fruit. And she eats vegetables too. I mean, she's not an unhealthy eater. So we have tried.
I mean, listen, I know it's hard at the age, the ripe age of 9 to really put this into a child's head, especially when they're so used to eating the Hot Pockets or Uncrustables.
Lean Pockets. And, you know, she is big boned. So,
we need to, I mean, that is true. And I believe you wholeheartedly. But with that being said, you need to realize that she's going to need more than just I'm big boned as an excuse or as a crutch to eat the way she needs to eat.
Yeah, I totally agree with what Breezy's saying. Has her doctor ever said, yeah, your daughter suffers from being big boned?
We were talking about that the other day. I just think it's ridiculous when people try to give advice on how to like better a child's lifestyle. When I tell you, we have tried everything. We have tried everything. I'm not going to deny my child a snack. If my child wants a snack, a happy meal, I'm going to give her a happy meal.
Listen, I don't think you should deny anyone anything. I think that these are pivotal years, though, where you're not restricting your daughter, but you're teaching her and giving her the tools to implement.
Okay. I disagree. Okay. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight.
Well, it's
some you're the one calling in, Kathy. Like, what are you doing? What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now?
And I'm calling in saying what you guys are doing is wrong. That's why I'm calling in. A 9-year-old should not be worried about weight. No child. You guys should keep that in mind. I mean,
but
you know,
we weren't talking about
you're
children.
You're the one who brought up the child. Like, oh my God.
Huh?
Okay.
What my point, the whole reason I'm calling is that I think you guys should be more mindful. When you start going on the air and you're, you know, quote, teaching people how to be more healthy.
We're not. We're having an open conversation that's relatable about eating healthy and healthy lifestyle that goes and circles back to us.
Tell me what's healthy.
Kathy, at the end of the day, you're enabling your 9-year-old daughter and she's overweight because of you. You are just completely blindsided by the fact that you think serving your daughter a lean pocket over a hot pocket is healthy says everything about you. And the reason your daughter is overweight is because of you. And you're in denial about that.
Say to that comment, at the end of the day, just because Breezy loses a little weight does not make her a health expert. Or an expert on food, or an expert on somebody else's child.
Okay, Kathy, thank you so much, Queen. We're going to have to let you go.
Kathy, have a good day. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Is she well?
No, clearly not.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that was a call that came in from Kathy. And I think we can all agree that there are some people, and Kathy probably is one of them, where they lack some sort of knowledge about nutrition. Because we don't want to assume that some people, I don't know
why she felt like it was appropriate to come at me. I literally didn't do anything to her, but okay.
Let's
Sounds
get to some
good.
Calls coming in. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sam. Perks of working in the medical field. No, there is no such thing as big bone. Yes, it is big, like density, but no, that does not lead to obesity at all, especially in children. Diet and exercise is number one. They tell you that at every doctor's office.
All right, Sam, let me ask you a question. Yeah. A 9-year-old, what's the normal average weight for a 9-year-old?
Well, I don't work in pediatrics anymore, but I can say it is about roughly 80 pounds.
Oh, so.
To 100 pounds. So it depends on how athletic they are. My children are very athletic, so obesity is not a problem. Mm-hmm. Do they eat an occasional snack? Yes. But one big thing, shop at Aldi's. Best organic, and they don't have a lot of dyes, mm-hmm. which is a leading case of obesity.
Oh, God.
We got to.
Did you hear that, Moose? To Aldi we go.
Go to Aldi's. I'm always a Wegmans kind of person, but.
Yeah, me too.
I like to use the scanner app. I don't know if you use the scanner
I
app.
I do, yeah.
To see what.
What's in your food?
Stuff is, mm-hmm. yeah, what's in it.
Yeah.
I pay a couple extra bucks for that to see what's in it. Because if you don't know what the ingredients are, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate your call. Hi, guys. My name is Justine. I'm a personal trainer. And not that anyone cares, but being big boned is not going to be the difference between a healthy body mass index, your BMI, and being overweight. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Emily, and I just wanted to piggyback off of Kathy and Sam.
What are your thoughts?
So I have a 3.5-year-old, and I feel that the first years of a kid's life is really important for them to eat healthy because you're literally forming the way that their organs are going to process everything that goes into their body for the rest of their lives. So if you're, you know, young and you're eating Happy Meals and Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets or processed foods like that
yeah.
and not shopping at Aldi, you're not doing what you should be doing for your child, in my opinion. But
sure.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I couldn't. How yeah. old are your kids?
I have a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah, and now would be the time to do it.
Right.
Because you're just setting them up for healthier habits.
I mean, 100%.
And they're never going to miss something that they never had.
Exactly. I mean, at her first birthday, everyone judged me because I made her a oatmeal-based cake with Greek yogurt frosting, and it was literally amazing, and all the adults even thought it was amazing. But I was judged for it because I didn't let her have regular cake,
because yeah,
she never
sure.
had it before.
Yeah, you're going to get judged the
right.
same way vegans do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I right. think yeah. the one thing, too, that a lot of parents do, which I think is great, and I know my parents did this growing up, when I got fast food or I got McDonald's or a Happy Meal, it was because I was being rewarded for something. That wasn't dinner
yep.
every night.
Exactly.
I got it as
a special treat.
It's a special treat that you get once in a while
right.
for doing some good deed, whatever it may be. And it sounds like there are some parents that have a really hard time not giving their child the things that they ask for.
Because they'll melt down, and it's easier to do
sure,
that,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yep. And yeah. I feel like that is why America is kind of in the place it is, because so many people are doing that.
Yeah. And we're all overweight because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn lean yeah. pockets. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. You got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Eat that apple.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Get a free second pair of glasses with insurance at iMart Express. Now with an upgraded selection of over 150 frames to choose from. Pick one for when you're busy doing nothing and one for when you're up for anything. Plus, with free same-day speed, go from booking an eye exam to walking out with new glasses in a blink. So you can take your vision benefits further, faster. iMart Express. Get glasses. Go see.
Hi, I'm John Simonian, president of the Source Fine Jewelers. Getting engaged? Then let's talk lab-grown diamonds, which are ethically sourced and have the same brilliance and sparkle as natural diamonds, but at a fraction of the cost. From classic solitaires to fully customized engagement rings, we have something for every style and budget. Come see Rochester's largest selection of in-stock lab-grown diamonds at the Source Fine Jewelers in Greece, Pittsford, Eastview Mall, or thesourcejewelers.com.
Get a taste of summer and tan for just $1 at Maximum Tan.
You're gonna look so hot with your deep rich tan, just like a model with your maximum tan.
That's right, now through this Sunday, tan for just $1 at Maximum Tan, or take advantage of $5 spray tans or spa services like infrared sauna, red light, and hydro massage. Put winter on pause and boost your mood at Maximum Tan.
Go to the max Maximum
Tan. Sale prices go through Sunday, February 2nd.
This is William Attar with an important message. Distracted driving, especially in bad weather like rain or snow, greatly increases danger. You know, that text can wait, and staying focused saves lives. Don't risk your safety or others. The cost of distraction is too high. For tips on staying safe, visit williamattar.com. That's williamattar.com.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Meet Viant AI, the world's first fully autonomous advertising platform. With Viant AI, you can automate media planning, analyze results, and drive smarter decisions, all while saving you time and resources. Viant AI helps you unlock new potential and boost productivity regardless of your expertise. Visit Viant.ai today and see how the future of artificial intelligence in advertising can work for you.
At David's Bridal, love is in every stitch. From the initial sketch to the final details, each style is designed with exquisite craftsmanship. Every wedding gown, bridesmaid look, prom dress, and special occasion style in between features handcrafted details filled with love. Come see the magic in person. Book an appointment and sign up for Diamond Loyalty to save 15% on your first purchase. Earn points towards special rewards and more at davidsbridal.com.
It's a new year. How about a new Honda? At Ralph Honda, lease the 2024 all-electric Honda Prologue EX all-wheel drive. Only $129 a month. Getting you there for three generations. Ralph Honda.
2024 Honda Prologue EX all-wheel drive. $34.95 taxes and fees due at signing to qualified buyer. See for details.
Join the Amherst Friday, January 31st at 7.05 p.m. for Rock the Riverway, presented by the American Diabetes Association Campus Spire. Your Amherst will sport Rochester-inspired specialty jerseys that will be available for auction on Dash. Grab your tickets at Amherst.com.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot. How pros get more done.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.